Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
It is a cold start to the work week, and it's only going to get colder. AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg has the details.
Temperatures have dropped into the single digits and low teens early this morning, and with those winds gusting upwards of 25 miles per hour, we've seen AccuWeather real field temperatures down to 10 below across the area. It's only going to recover by a little bit despite the blue skies and the bright sunshine today to a high near 20, with AccuWeather real field temperatures maybe getting into the low single digits. It'll be breezy and very cold tonight. Our overnight low expected to be 8, and we'll stay in the teens tomorrow despite a fair amount of sunshine. Now, the cold will ease with the second half of the week, but we're expecting another front to come through the area this weekend, and that means even colder air may be waiting in the wings for the first part of next week. Joe Lundberg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
If you drive on the Kennedy, your commute should be easier today. IDOT reopened the express lanes at 5 o'clock this morning.
For the first time in 10 months, the reversible lanes are open. IDOT blamed the month-long delay on needed testing of the RevLax system. It controls 120 gates along the 7.5-mile route between Ohio Street and the Edens. This completes year two of the massive reconstruction project on the expressway used by 275,000 drivers every day. In addition to new overhead signs, LED lights, and fresh paint in Hubbard's Cave, IDOT says you can expect occasional but temporary lane closures in the next few weeks to finish a last few items. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Bo Duran will have more on the traffic situation on the Kennedy, and including some backups because of a stalled vehicle.
It's going to happen.
That's going to happen.
Don't feel bad.
That's coming up in 3 minutes.
Charges are pending for a wrong-way driver who caused a crash downtown overnight. WBBM's Carolina Gervé joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
My, that crash happened shortly after midnight near Dearborn and Jackson in the Loop. According to police, a Jeep driving the wrong way down a one-way street crashed into a CTA bus and a parked car, causing a traffic light to fall onto the street. The CTA bus driver was taken to the hospital in good condition. There were no passengers on the bus at the time of the crash. The man driving the Jeep and the woman in the passenger seat were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. That driver was arrested. Reporting live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibe, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The investigation continues today into the shooting death of a man armed with knives in North Riverside.
It was just before 4 in the afternoon Sunday when North Riverside police were called to the 8500 block of Cermak Road. There they found a 31-year-old Crest Hill man who they believe was wielding two knives and allegedly threatening another person at the scene. Police say one officer fired a gun and the 31-year-old was struck. He later died at a local hospital. His identity has not yet been released. Police continue to investigate but say the incident was isolated and domestic. Dave Berner, 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago City Council's Finance Committee is scheduled to consider several multi-million dollar legal settlements today. All stem from wrongful conviction cases and total nearly $34 million. The largest single settlement is $17.5 million to Thomas Sierra, who was wrongfully convicted for a 1995 murder in Logan Square and spent more than 20 years in prison.
The first-of-a-kind study, new information about people who suffer from long COVID, even though they got the vaccine.
Northwestern Medicine researchers found that vaccination prior to COVID-19 infection did not significantly affect cognitive symptoms in long COVID patients, such as brain fog, dizziness, and headaches. Dr. Igor Kralnik, co-director of the Northwestern Medicine Comprehensive COVID-19 Center, says one key takeaway from the study is that long COVID is here to stay.
Vaccinations are important to prevent severe infection hospitalization and death, but they are not going to improve significantly the subsequent development of long COVID.
The clinic has treated more than 2,800 long haulers from 44 states. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Lyric Opera of Chicago is taking its show on the road.
Next month, it'll host two separate hour-long community concerts, blending opera and theater favorites. The Lyric Opera says choral ensembles will feature works ranging from Verdi's Macbeth alongside musical theatrical gems from The Sound of Music and more. Performances will be at Wheaton College on February 19th and the Kerine Center for the Arts in Chicago's Austin neighborhood on February 21st. Both concerts kick off at 7:30 p.m. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago could have a new gunshot detection system in the future. Alderman Raymond Lopez plans to discuss a pilot program in the Back of the Yards neighborhood during a news conference this afternoon. He says it involves an agreement between the city and Alarm.com. Lopez plans to give more details at Davis Square Park later on this afternoon.
A Northwest Suburbs has finished modernizing one of its more popular library branches.
The Algonquin Area Public Library District has now reopened their Eastgate branch after months of transforming the building, which has served the community for nearly 50 years. The newly reimagined space now offers a new look with plenty of seating and study area, an area for children designed for play and learning. An outdoor patio and drive-up window are among the enhancements. The library district proudly boasting in a statement that the project was finished on time and within budget. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now, sports. Here's Josh Liss.
Good morning. Sorry if it still feels fresh after 6 years. The Bears once double-doinking their way out of the playoffs on a missed field goal off the upright and crossbar. Last night, a different kind of doink settles a playoff game between the Commanders and Buccaneers. Only a second to go. Tie game. Zane Gonzalez in position for a winner.
Looking to send Washington into the divisional round. Snap good. Hold down. Kick on.
And Zane Gonzalez kicks in the door and kicks us into the second round of the playoffs.
That was a hot tea and lemon kind of morning for Bram Weinstein and London Fletcher. Commanders Radio on the call. 23-20 winners over Tampa on the walk-off field goal. Washington travels to Detroit next Saturday night by an 8.5-point underdog. Philadelphia stomps Green Bay 22-10, pulling three interceptions out of Jordan Love. The Eagles will host tonight's Vikings-Rams winner next Sunday afternoon. Buffalo advances to play Baltimore next Sunday night, and the Chiefs will finally play again Saturday afternoon against Houston. Ron Rivera and Marcus Freeman suddenly stand out on a long list of reported Bears coaching candidates. On this week's expected to interview list, Brian Flores, the Vikings defensive coordinator, and Commanders OC Cliff Kingsbury, among others. Mike Vrabel joins the Patriots as their head coach. He'd interviewed with the Bears recently. The Bulls lose at home to Sacramento 124-119, and a 10th in the East at 18-21 host the Pelicans tomorrow. And the Blackhawks are home with Calgary tonight. Fire open training camp with indoor practice for a few days, then on to West Palm Beach, Florida to start the soccer preseason. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
South Elgin-based Anderson Humane is relocating its wildlife center.
Anderson Humane calls the move to the Elburn Forest Preserve a major step forward, quote, allowing us to better care for wild animals in a more natural and spacious environment. The new space will enhance the center's ability to rehabilitate and care for injured and orphaned wildlife. Common mammals accepted include raccoons, eastern cottontails, gray squirrels, and chipmunks. The center also accepts a list of birds. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Cook County Forest Preserve District is offering businesses the opportunity to sell goods and services at playing fields and other locations.
Business Development Manager Lenora Daly says concessionaires can purchase a permit to sell food from a truck or a small cart, offer bike fixing services, or they can sell unique items such as bug spray or fans to our patrons in the forest preserves. Vendor permits can be purchased starting January 14th and are good through 2025. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police issuing an alert after two related burglaries in Westtown. Investigators say the break-ins were reported along the 500 block of North Halsted and the 700 block of North Milwaukee. Police say in each incident, two people broke the front glass door or side window of a business and then took cash registers, tobacco products, and batteries for vape pens.
The search is on for a gunman or gunmen after a four-year-old girl and two adults were shot yesterday inside a home in the southeast side Hegwisch community.
Chicago police say someone fired shots from outside the home near 134th and Brainerd at around 5:30 yesterday evening. The little girl was hit in the leg while a 23-year-old man was shot in the side and a 20-year-old woman wounded in the shoulder. Paramedics took all of them to the hospital. The man was in serious condition while the woman and girl were in good condition. Police do not have many details about the gunman, including how many people they believe are responsible. No one is in custody. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A man was shot and killed by police during what's described as a domestic incident in North Riverside. Officers were called to the area of Cermak and First Avenue around 3:45 yesterday afternoon. They say they encountered a man armed with two knives who was threatening a person at the scene. The 31-year-old suspect is from Crest Hill. He was shot by an officer and died at a hospital. State police are investigating.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.